Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Place is not live. It's
welcome to Devon Dragon Radio. I'm your host, Emma Wustra, now with WDRB Media, so a little bit of a change. And we are welcoming our first official guest to the new station that's on FM radio, Trinace Carter. Welcome.
Hey, hey.
Now, we're here today to talk about your wonderful new book, Jip, that was just released or getting ready to release, Embrace Your Crown, A Time Management Handbook.
It is so exciting. This is my first book in like 5 years.
Well, we're going to get more books out of you.
Yes, definitely.
So what led to this book?
So this was one of two projects that I was working on. And with me, when I'm writing something, it's based on it's something that I'm really thinking about. I'm processing. This is something that I'm going through. So if I'm going through it, I know somebody else is going through it too. The other thing, fortunate and unfortunately about me, is I can't finish until I've actually processed that thing, which means that the other project is on hold. So time management is important to me because I do a lot of things. And the other part of that is I don't want to live my life doing a lot of things. I want to live a life experience. Yes, I'm a published author. Yes, I'm a speaker. Yes, I'm a mother. I'm a grandma. I'm all of those things. But outside of that, I want to know how to live my life. And if I don't effectively use my time, then all I will be is stuff and not have any enjoyment.
Exactly. And that's something we all go through. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a mother, if you're anyone, we all have the time management element that we have to master.
Definitely. What I started learning is as my children started leaving the house is that I have more time to figure out who I was. And dare I say, I was struggling because I had so much time because all of my children were grown and they were not in the house. And now what am I going to do with me? And that's something that women of a certain age begin to think about. I've invested all of this time raising children, getting a career with my spouse, and now my children are gone and my project is no longer here. What do I like to do? So I think it's important before you experience that to learn how to manage your time so you don't hit that wall of what do I like to do? What can I do? Who do I like to be around?
Well, that's one thing. I mean, it's all, what do we do now? I mean, I went through it when I had my daughter graduating. Mm-hmm. Well, I no longer have to get up at a certain time to take her to school. So what am I going to do now? Now I fill it with hours and hours of stuff that may or may not be positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always good stuff that we fill our time with. We have we have a new show on TV. We have, you know, that new flavor of popcorn that came out, you know, whatever it is. It's not necessarily the positive stuff that we fill ourselves with. Or then we go into 2020 and go, okay, I'm sick of TV. Now what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I have actually found is that more so a lot of my friends, their children are going to college for the first time and they are at home with their spouse and they don't really know their spouse because we've been having this project of these kids. And now what do I do? I don't really have any friends. I don't know what I like anymore. I know what I used to like, but do I like these things? So for me, it started with 5 minutes when my children were at home, because I had an understanding that one day, no matter what my oldest son said, sir, you were going to get a girlfriend. You were going to leave. It was not going to be you and I forever. It was not going to be that. My younger two are preparing to leave, but because I'm already prepared, I already know I'm going to be doing more traveling, going to be doing more things that I like, and finding out what else I might actually like. Because life is long and life is short, right? So when you think of it as long, it's a journey. That's the long part of it. The short part of it is, next thing you know, you're on your deathbed and you've missed opportunities waiting because you didn't have time.
Mm-hmm. We just did a whole discussion a few minutes ago about missed opportunities. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait for another person to go with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have this entire wonderful event coming up, and people are going to miss out on it because they're afraid to go by themselves.
I find joy in going by myself. I get to really figure out, is this something I really like? Mm-hmm. If it's a new experience. Concerts, I love concerts. Mm-hmm. That's a no-brainer for me. I can go to a concert every day. That's me. But the new experience that I tried was bike riding. They have this bike riding experience here in Houston. And I think that the whole experience is maybe 3 hours. I don't know. Last time I rode a bike, it was fun. Would I do it again? Hell yeah. I would do it again just because it was fun. But you don't want to miss out on opportunities just because nobody is going with me. And the thing about that is, my friend, she had been going, she said nobody ever goes, and there I was with my friend riding the bike, and she was happy to see me, and we had that experience because I tried to come out, and so many times we won't even try,
right?
We won't even try.
Like, I found out I love to travel. I love traveling better by myself. Mm-hmm. I love that quiet time. I loved going hiking. I love going by myself. Like your event that you have coming up, when is it?
July 2nd, 2 days after the summer solstice.
Well, see, that's why I have you here to talk about it, because I don't know the date right off. I know you have a couple VIP tickets left and that people need to get a hold of you for.
Yeah, so this is not even an event. It's an experience, and you won't. I think you may see Trinace a little bit, but you'll see your girl Tracy. You'll see my other personality, because I'm always told, we all have two personalities. We have mm-hmm. our professional and our mm-hmm. one outside of that. So you won't see the professional one. It's an experience where it's like you bring your girls, I bring my girls. We hang out. Great conversation, great food. Alcohol. I like a good cocktail. But the conversation is around self-love, self-care, femininity, and relationships, and not just romantic relationships. I think sometimes because we lack the development of our self-love seeds, which I talk about a lot, we don't know how to care for them. And that impacts on how we regulate our relationships, not just with our mates, but with our children, with our family, friends, and even our workspaces. Even if we're a CEO or somebody or the janitor, all of that regulates how we relate to other people.
Exactly. When you think about a relationship, it's your friends, it's your family, it's your children. It's not just your spouse or your significant other. It's mm-hmm. everyone that you connect with.
Right. And I think that there's been some embarrassment on the reason why I created this space initially was because my daughter and I had a mother and daughter event. Mm-hmm. And we still will continue to bridge the gap every year. But I thought, what a great thing would it be to help mothers and daughters communicate and connect with each other if each woman could connect with her, as, could connect with herself as an individual. The relationship between mother and daughter would be different because mom's relationship would be different with who she was as an individual outside of being mommy.
Exactly. How I talk to my daughter when she's an individual versus how I talk to my daughter because she's my daughter. Mm-hmm. It's two different tones, even though my voice changes. Like, if I'm talking to my daughter because I'm teaching her something because I'm mom, or she's doing something that's wanting me to pull out my hair.
Right.
It's one way I talk to you. But if I'm talking to her as an individual because I want her to grow as an individual, it's a completely different conversation because the mindset's different.
I would say so. I would agree. There are conversations that I have with my daughter. Sometimes they're easy breezy and other times they're tough because they're adults and you don't want to step on their toes, but they are adult making decisions. Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes you just have to, I don't know.
Oh, I know 100%. I mean, there's things that she writes in her books. I go, I can't do this. I can't read it. I'm sorry. I'm your mother. I can't. But at the same time, I'm like, yay, she's doing this on her own. I'm mm-hmm. so proud. Mm-hmm. There's a duality that we have to bridge.
Right.
So exactly. Your events do this, and it forces us in a positive way to bridge that gap.
But we don't really have the time. We don't have the time because we don't make the time. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time doing OPP, minding other people's projects. Not like, well, kind of like that song by Naughty by Nature, but kind of not. Minding other people's property, minding other people's projects, minding other people, and not investing enough time in ourselves, prioritizing us. Because a lot of times, I don't know about you, but I was made to feel guilty when I chose to do something for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had to cut away my entire family because they made me feel guilty about doing things. Because we get, especially us women, we get, you're being selfish. You should be speaking about, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, you should be doing anything but what's making you happy. In reality, that's not where life goes. You have to do things for yourself.
The thing is, I think that when there's an understanding, when I learn how to prioritize me, you get the best out of me.
Mm-hmm.
All of what I poured into me is an overflow to you. I still work a regular day job. And on Thursday, it was horrible. And I'm known at work to take a mental health day. And that's what I did. I took a mental health day and I slept late. And I think I watched some anime. And then I sent some text messages out. But when I went back to work today, you got the best out of me today. But just imagine if you learn how to prioritize yourself daily, the people, places, and things that were connected to you will be in the overflow of your goodness. Because exactly. Maybe you rested. Maybe you took yourself out to eat. Maybe you laid in the bed and rubbed your feet together and did nothing. I don't know. Whatever that thing is that gives you some time to do whatever something or nothingness that you want to do for yourself. That's a benefit to everybody that's connected to you directly and indirectly. And when you learn how to manage your time appropriately, you can say no to things that you just don't want to do. And you can say absolutely yes to the things that you know make your heart happy.
Exactly.
Right. I think that we have been fooled about what it's mm-hmm. like to be a woman.
Yeah.
I think we have been duped and we have mm-hmm. swallowed the red pill, the blue pill, whichever pill it was. And womanhood is not, first of all, it wasn't explained to us what it was about, mm-hmm. but it is definitely not what we have seen all the time. Being feminine is not about high heels and lipstick, because you can still be masculine and dress feminine. It has mm-hmm. nothing to do with dress. Mm-hmm. Self-care is more than getting your hair done. That's maintenance. That's mm-hmm. just, that's maintenance. Getting your nails done, that's maintenance. Being able to care for yourself and truly care for yourself is having your physical once a year. Mm-hmm. That is self-care. It's not.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ignoring the fact that, well, I had one last year. I was fine last year. These are all elements of womanhood that we are too busy to handle because our time says, we gotta play Uber to our kids. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna get a good meal, so we're gonna stop by McDonald's or Burger King or Whataburger or wherever to have some unhealthy food, because the only way we can manage this time to drop our kids off is to stop by this place and have some food.
Yep.
And then we're not gonna get a good night's rest, because heaven forbid we get some rest. Me, I get my rest. But heaven forbid you not get rest. My body requires 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I am a beast if I don't get that time.
Have you ever talked to me before 6 hours of sleep minimum? You don't want to talk to me. I will bite your head off. You know, so, I'm not the nice person then. But no. We as women, we have been told by our families, our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, you paint your lips, keep them closed. Mm-hmm. You put yourself in a relationship that isn't good, suck it up, you put it there. That's not healthy. That's not what we need. You have to practice the self-care to attract the positive in your life.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video on social media like a couple of days ago, and it was, I guess, the mother. She bundled these items up in this bag, and they described it as passing the trauma to the next generation. So mm-hmm. she passed this bundle of stuff to her daughter, and then she looked at her daughter and started to hand it to her, and she just unbundled it. And unfortunately, a lot of times, unknowingly and unwillingly, we are passing these same things down mm-hmm. to our daughters, to our, and our aunts are giving it to us, our grandmothers are giving, the people that we trust the most, mm-hmm. that they think that they are helping us by telling us certain things. You don't deserve, when you a mother, you don't get a break. Mm-hmm. When you get a job, you work as hard as you can. You don't take a vacation. And they've given us all of these things. And then when you think about it, when you look over your life, because I'm 53 now, and my grandmother worked and worked and worked, and she was sick and she would work. And she passed sooner than she should have because she worked, because she felt like she needed to take care of whatever she felt like she needed to take care of. And many times when we don't learn how to let go of these traumas that were passed down, that's a part of not being able to manage our time, because we put ourselves within these social norms of what other women are telling us. Right mm-hmm. now, there is a conversation about mothers staying at home, or women staying at home as stay-at-home mothers and wives, in comparison to women who go out and work in the workforce. For me, I remember staying at home with my kids for a while after I had them. And it was just the best thing to me. When I worked from home and my children went to school, that was just the best thing for me. And I don't think there should be any shame in a woman. That doesn't make her any less of a woman, because she's staying at home.
No.
And it doesn't make her any more of a woman because she's going out to work.
I love the 2 years I had Cheyenne home and I was homeschooling. There's so much more I could teach her that way. Mm-hmm. Not just what she was learning in school. We make clothes. We actually make our own clothes because I taught her how to do it. When you're able to be at home with your kids, you're able to teach them more. When you're away working 8 hours, you come home, you stop at McDonald's, pick up dinner, pass out on the couch because you're too tired to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's what do you want to teach your kids? Because my daughter picked up, mommy works X amount of hours. Mommy's always tired. I don't want to be that, but I want to be independent and have my own money. So how can I pair the two? Well, she wrote books. She sells candy like door to door now. But, you know, this is what she picked up. I want to have my own money, but I don't want to work to the point where I'm passed out on the couch.
I think that there needs to be a re-education of not only women, but people in the United States. This work life, this facade of work life balance is not true. And that's another scam that puts us in a position to not manage our time wisely because you're spending how much of your day, 8 hours of your day at work.
Mm-hmm.
Living somebody else's dream, working somebody else's dream. And then, like me, I have to sleep the 8 hours, but every once in a while, I stay up and watch a little bit of TV, but I have projects to do. If I didn't work 8 hours, then I could spend more time on the gifts that were given to me and the responsibilities of supporting women be their best self and helping girls figure out who and what they really want to be outside of what society says. That if I didn't have to work, then I could do that. So then something has to suffer. My work can't suffer because that's what financially pays for me to be able to pay for my dreams. Mm-hmm. But then if I don't sleep, then I mean at the place it pays for me to have my dreams. So I think that, womanhood needs to definitely be reevaluated. Yes. It needs to be a conversation. And the reevaluation is based on having a conversation. What does this really mean? What does this really look like? Everything goes back to time management. Everything.
Okay, so there's a debate right now about going to a 4-day work week without losing your hours or your pay. So then you have 3 days off instead of two. Exactly. If you're taking the 3 days off, I worked in the factory before. I worked 4 days and had 3 days off. What are you doing during those 3 days?
I know how to fill my time. I know those 3 days. I know I am going to get a nap. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I know those 3 days I'm going to invest in whatever I'm working on. The book, the workbook, a project. I know that I'm going to do that. I do know I'm going to watch some anime. I know that's going to happen within that time. But I think because we feel like our time is minimized, mm-hmm. we're going to try to do everything that we can do. We're going to run errands.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run a whole bunch of errands. Now, see, me, what I learned a couple of years ago, before we started having our Thursday class, Thursday was the night that I did my cleaning so that I can have the weekend free to do whatever nothingness or something that I wanted to do. So the weekends will be a true weekend if I did my basic chores on Thursday. That means running the vacuum, do the dusting. If there was laundry to do, you could break the laundry up throughout the day, but seeing how I'm an adult and I only have to wash my clothes, I can, you know, do that thing. You have to figure out how to manage your time. And another thing that I've learned is spend the money. Just spend the money. You working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spend the money. You don't want to do laundry. You don't have time for laundry. Take the stuff out and let somebody do it. the laundromat 2 miles from me. If you bring your clothes there, they will wash them and fold them. You'll pay a fee for them to wash and fold your clothes. You go back and pick them up. Certain days of the week, they offer a discount. There you go.
Exactly. It's all about your time management. One, you have to make sure you still have an income. We're not saying quit your job and do nothing. We're saying use your time wisely.
That's right.
Because someone out there, oh, I can quit my job and I'll be fine. No, you can't do that. You have to have income coming in some way, somehow. At the same time, figure out what you can pay to have done for you so you could free out your time so you can do something you actually want to do. For me, that would be creating another line of income. For Tanae, she is going to be planning an event or writing a book or some other project. But we are almost out of time for the day, unfortunately. Let's talk about time management. So what's the name of your book? One more time, even though I have it scrolling across the screen, if you're watching the video.
Embrace Your Crown, A Time Management Handbook. A workbook is coming soon. I'm working on a workbook. Just because you can read a thing. Action. You need to learn how to take active actions. And I don't know about you, but for me, writing things down, that connects in my brain. Mm-hmm. So a workbook. We are working on a workbook on how you can effectively change your life, learning how to manage your time.
Now, you also have the event coming up in just a few weeks in June. And then another one coming up later this year. So if someone wants to connect with you about your events, how do they do that?
So the Sexy Summer Solstice Soiree is a thing that the experience that you didn't know you needed until you miss it. that is June 22nd here in Houston. You can find it on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok, some on Facebook, but it's there. You can buy your tickets on TicketBud, VIP and general admission. Both you'll get food, both you'll get drinks, but you will not get that luscious VIP bag. I cannot express that enough.
And somehow, some way, I'm bringing you some sweet grass vodka because it's the only thing I'm going to drink at your event. I don't care how else you make your margaritas. They're going to be made with sweet grass because that's the only thing I drink.
Okay. So I'm going to be sharing the businesses that are participating in the VIP bag. I'm not going to share the product because you won't be surprised.
Exactly. You also have sponsorships for these events, don't you?
I do. I am connecting. I'm partnering for sponsorships. And what that means is you can't just say, I want to be a part and invest your money. Partnerships mean I support you. You support me. And this is special to me because small businesses will forever be small businesses if we do not learn how to support and share each other. If you know you have leverage power, you have star power with the people, places, and things that are connected to you, it's just super beneficial for you to be able to partner with someone and share that business with someone else that might need it. Or they may not, but they may know somebody that does.
But thank you for joining us today. We went a little bit over, but I'm sure it has so much information, no one's going to care. They love us anyways. But thank you.
Thank you for having me as your first guest. I did not know I was your first guest. So thank you for letting me be your inaugural guest.
You're very welcome. I love making sure the people I know get first dibs at everything that I'm doing. This is how we work, though. This is how my partnerships work. The people I'm closest to, get first dibs. The people I'm not closest to, you're going to get an email saying we're now part of WDRB Media and you're welcome to come on the radio show.
Well, I'm going to get back to this workbook and sending out some more texts because it seems that somebody has said, well, you sent such and such a text, but didn't send me. Let me send your text, okay? I'm going to send you your text. So apparently I have some more texts to send out.
I personally read more text messages than I do emails. So if you're emailing me, I probably won't see it. If you text message me through any media, I'll probably get back to you. But again, thank you, Trinace, and I can't wait to meet Tracy.
You've experienced her before.
Yes, I have. But now I get to spend an entire day with her. So right. This is going to be fun. We're going to be a little bit toasty, but we're going to be good. And for all of our listeners and our viewers, happy reading.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.